Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator and power from whom all things come. Hallelujah. And we thank you that we've been strengthened with your inner man. I've been strengthened with your spirit, your power in our inner man, so as to be that Christ, the richness of our inheritance, can be birthed in us. We are so happy about this. Is mind-blowing but beautiful. And so I thank you, Father God, that you have caused this truth to birth in us, that you have reconciled all things, that you were in Christ reconciling the world unto yourself, because he who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. And we thank you that we perceive one died for all, that all may live for you. So we thank you for this height, this breadth, this length, this depth of this amazing love, Father God, that you've caused us to see. And now I thank you as we go further into our readings, Father God, we can see that this is what you want us to experience, to know and be a part of and live for, Father God. So bless this word to us now as we go further, Father God, in Ephesians chapter 3, 19 to 21. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. So you're just so powerful. I've been like all night thinking about this. See, God has birthed in us now the understanding that everything has been reconciled. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them. And he has given us this message of reconciliation. So us as the bride of Christ, the wife of Christ, you could say, are there to birth these, or he has birthed these things for us to declare and to know. So really, as I see this, I just, you know, I can't wait to experience, because I know that what God causes to birth, he brings to pass. And now we've got to grasp this length, this breadth, this height of this love of God, so as to know. And that know is to now speak about, live, and experience. That's the depth of this word, know, the love of God. And yes, it surpasses knowledge, because it's just understanding that everything is coming together. It's an understanding that all this deception and lies we're hearing from the evil one and from the deceived kings of this world and the people that believing the lies are declaring, it's all to keep this voice quiet, to keep this truth down. But that none of hell, no devil, no devil in hell, no power of darkness, no power of lies and deception can stop this great beauty and God's great power moving. His power supersedes their deception. This power supersedes any of their silly ideas, because this is God's idea that he will bring to pass. That's why he says it's far more abundantly than we ask or think, but it's all according to the power at work within us. So his power let us see this, and now we're going to experience what God authorizes. He also perfects, so that there's glory, splendor in the ecclesia, and in each and every one of us is a part of the church, a part of the ecclesia. And it's all the glory that we have now in Christ Jesus. And it's going to just go on from glory to glory throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.